May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Matthew chapter 16, what he just read, Jesus said, you're the Christ. I mean, Peter said that. And in verse 17, Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And this is verse. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to read this to you the way it should be written, with all the tenses that should be. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall already have been loosed in heaven. That's a powerful scripture. Lines up a lot in what we were going to talk about today. What we've been talking about lately for CTKers. I had two different messages I could give today. One of them was this one, but I was going to do the other one until he read the gospel lesson. It was the same thing, so I knew that was the Lord. We've been saying here lately that since we've been seated in the heavenly places in Christ, that we're called to seek those things which are above, set our affection and minds on things above. And when we discern heaven's will, and heaven's report about things, then we live from that. We pray from that. We believe from that place. And that's kind of what this scripture is saying again. And the word to bind and to loose, the word bind means to imprison or prevent, forbid something. The word loose is just to release something or someone into something or call them forth into it. You're calling them forth from a bound up place into something. You're setting them free into that. And he said to Peter, he said, I give you, and this is for all of us, he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, like I'm going to let you borrow the keys. He said, I actually give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. They're yours. They're ours. And in the past, we've talked about keys, and keys speak of two things. If you have the keys to something, one, you have accessibility to it, which means that you and I do have accessibility to what heaven says about things, situations, and people. And having accessibility to that, because we're seated in the heavenly places with him, we're able to bear witness in our prayer and in our life what heaven says about stuff. And we're able, he said, I give you the keys, also speaks about authority. If you get the keys, that means at some level you have stewardship or authority over something. If Bill gives the only set of keys to somebody over his business, that doesn't just mean they lock up and have accessibility. There's some kind of authority they have. Let me just read the scripture to you. This is from Isaiah 22. Verse 22. Chapter 22, verse 22 says this. I actually will turn to the right page. And then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulders, and when he opens, no one will shut, and when he shuts, no one will open. And if you read that scripture isolated, you think he's talking about David? Or maybe even the Messiah would come. But the context here is different. Let me read some scriptures to you. This is verse 15. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, come, go to this steward. A steward is somebody who's in charge of something. If you're in charge of something, you have authority over something. To Shebna, who is in charge of the royal household. So he was a steward over David's household, over the palace and everything that goes, everybody who worked there. And then he begins to rebuke him because he had done some wrong things, and he's telling him, I'm taking away your authority. Verse 19, and I will depose you from your office, and I will pull you down from your station. He held an office, he had a station. Then I will come about in that day that I will summon my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your tunic and tie your sash securely about him, and I will entrust him with your authority. And he will become a father of the inhabitants of Jerusalem and of the house of Judah. And then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulders. And what he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. So understand the context of that verse. The key was given to someone who had stewardship, authority, who had a station, an office over the whole household of David. And the authority is if he shuts something, you can't open it. And if he opens something, you can't shut it. That's what keys represent. And for you and I, we're stewards of the kingdom of heaven. That's amazing. That he would trust us for that. Seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ. And you and I carry an authority. That's what he just said when he said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And that you have accessibility to what the will of the king is. You're not going to just do your own deal. You find out what his rules are. You know what he says is right and wrong. And then you have authority to carry that out as a steward. That's you and me. We're stewards of the kingdom of heaven. And we have the authority from that position because we have accessibility. We know what the king wants and we know how he wants his household carried out. We know what his will is and we have the authority to summon and decree and declare the king's will and wishes. As stewards who have authority, we can bond and loose. Isn't that cool? Isn't that amazing? You've all been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's a stunning thing that he would do that. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.